river of life, draw me closer.
Thank you. Lord, as we come into your presence, into the fullness of your presence here today, Lord, we acknowledge that you are God and there is no other before you. We acknowledge that we can trust in you, that you will never put us to shame. And Lord, we express gratefulness for the abiding peace that we have through Messiah Yeshua.
Called us from Israel and from the nations to be a people for your own possession.
Thank you. I believe there's a scripture that says, the Lord, his way is perfect. And I think God is saying to me right now, not your way, my way.
For we know that if the earthly tent, which is our house, is torn down, we have a building from God, a house not made with hands, eternal in the heavens. For indeed in this house we groan, longing to be clothed with our dwelling from heaven, inasmuch as we, having put it on, shall not be found naked. For indeed, while we are in this tent, we groan, being burdened, because we do not want to be unclothed, but to be clothed, in order that what is mortal may be swallowed up by life. Now he who prepared us for this very purpose is God, who gave us the Spirit as a pledge. Therefore, being always of good courage, and knowing that while we are at home in the body, we are absent from the Lord, for we walk by faith, not by sight, we are of good courage, I say, and prefer rather to be absent from the body and to be at home with the Lord. Therefore also we have as our ambition, whether at home or absent, to be pleasing to him.
This is his commandment, that we should believe on the name of his son Yeshua HaMashiach and love one another as he gave us commandment. If we love one another, God abides in us, and his love has been perfected in us. For there are three that bears witness in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Spirit, and these three are one. And this is the testimony that God has given us, eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He who has the Son has life. He who does not have the Son of God does not have life.
How great is thy goodness, which thou hast stored up for those who fear thee, which thou hast wrought for those who take refuge in thee before the sons of men. Thou dost hide them in the secret place of thy presence from the conspiracies of man. Thou dost keep them secretly in a shelter from the strife of tongues. Blessed be the Lord, for he has made marvelous his loving kindness to me in a besieged city. As for me, I said in my alarm, I am cut off from before thine eyes. Nevertheless, thou didst hear the voice of my supplications when I cried to thee. O love the Lord, all you his godly ones. The Lord preserves the faithful and fully recompenses the proud doer. Be strong and let your heart take courage, all you who hope in the Lord.